Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies as well as news from Indian Country. Teresa Marie Melhot grew up on the Seabird Island Reserve in British Columbia. Her mom was reported to have started giving her books at a very young age, and when a teacher assigned Mark Twain, her mom objected and asked, maybe you could give her some Frederick Douglass. Melhot is the author of Heartberries, a memoir of a woman's coming of age in the Pacific Northwest. Having survived a profoundly dysfunctional upbringing only to find herself hospitalized and facing a dual diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder and bipolar 2 disorder, Melhot was given a notebook and began to write her way out of trauma. Heartberries earned Melhot a spot on the reported dozen most anticipated books of 2018 lists. Notable author Roxane Gay states, what Melhot has accomplished in this exquisite book is brilliance, both raw and refined. In Heartberries, Melhot reflects on her time at the Institute of American Indian Arts. It's a place where Indigenous culture isn't relegated to a building or a room or a single class. It's everything and everywhere. It just is. But things were not always smooth during her time with the Academy. At another university, Melhot had a male creative writing professor who requested she stay away from conversations about feminist theory in her work. She resented being told to slow down, especially in her writing about trauma, in order to offer the tourist experience to readers through curation of pain. Melhot's work has appeared in The Rumpus, Los Angeles Times, and Yellow Medicine Review. She is the recipient of several fellowships, including most recently she was named the Tecumseh Postdoctorate Fellow at Purdue University. Miigwetchen, thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.